Marty Kaley. Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Bagdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's show, we'll have music from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, and right here in town. Thanks for being here.
This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaley.
Cade Mila Falcha. You're very welcome here for this 124th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaley. I'm your host, Dave Bagdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Our programming this week is sponsored by the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club and Nine Irish Brothers at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indianapolis. It's a new month, the last of the year, so let me tell you what's in store. Tonight and next week, we've got no special theme, so we'll just play more of the best Celtic music we can find, whether from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, the U.S., or right here in town. Ordinarily in December, we would do holiday and winter-themed Celtic music for our Theme Third Friday programming, and then use our final show of the year to wrap up 2015 and revisit some of our favorite moments of the last 12 months. However, since our last program is actually on Christmas, we'll do those in reverse. Now that you're thoroughly confused, let's begin this week's program. We'll start tonight with a couple of fine Irish bands. First up is Rialta, featuring Conor Lamb on pipes and whistle, Aaron O'Hagan on pipes and flute, Deirdre Galway on guitar and vocals, and Dermot Mulholland on bouzouki and bass. From their 2012 debut, Open the Door for Three, we'll hear some reels, Jimmy's Return, John Brennan's, and The Trip to Cullenstown. So that we're clear, the album is called Open the Door for Three, which is separate and distinct from the band Open the Door for Three. Just to make it interesting, we'll then hear a song from the band Open the Door for Three, but first, here's Rialta with Jimmy's Return on the Kitchen Party Kaley. Thank you.
Well, I was 19 when I came to town. They call it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down on Cauldron Street. I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And I wouldn't want her any other way. Brown hair zigzagged round her face, a look of half surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She says, young man, can't you see I'm not the factory kind? And if you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Well, we bust around the market towns, we pick fruit down in Kent, and we could tinker lamps and pots and knives wherever we went. I said that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, fire burning in the heart and babies on the rug. She says, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. Well, you might be lord of half the world, but you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the frost, I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. Like a fool I let her run with that rambling itch. Now the last I heard, she's sleeping rough, back in the Derby beats. White horse in her hip pockets and a wolfhound at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown. But even a gypsy's caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flowers faded now, hard weather and hard booze. But maybe it's just the price you pay for the change you refuse. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, well, I wouldn't want her any other way.
Open the Door for Three there, the trio of Liz Doherty on fiddle, Kieran O'Hare on pipes, and Pat Broders on bouzouki and vocals. We heard a Richard Thompson song, Bee's Wing, appearing on their self-titled debut. Prior to Open the Door for Three, we heard Rialta, who also have an album called Open the Door for Three, and from that, we heard a set of reels, Jimmy's Return, John Brennan's, and The Trip to Cullenstown. Let's move on now to a pair of multi-talented Cape Breton musicians and their fine live albums. First up is Ashley MacIsaac, originally from Craignish, Nova Scotia, who counts among his cousins both Wendy MacIsaac and Natalie McMaster. In addition to his sometimes controversial music career, he's also appeared in films and tipped his toe into politics. Let's check out a track from his 2004 album, Live at the Savoy, including The Constitution Breakdown, Old Man, Old Woman, St. Anne, Crossing the Minch, and Largo's Fairy Dance, on which he's backed by Mabel Chisholm on piano. We'll then move on to some polkas from Troy McGillivray, but first, here's Ashley MacIsaac with The Constitution Breakdown on The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
music, and you're listening to The Kitchen Party Haley.
Troy McGillivray there, the great fiddler and pianist from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, with a pair of polkas, The Ridge and Quadrille Francais. This track appears on his 2008 release, Live at the Music Room, which won an East Coast Music Award for Instrumental Recording of the Year. Before Troy, we heard from another great Nova Scotia fiddler, Ashley McIsaac, from whose album, Live at the Savoy, we enjoyed a set including The Constitution Breakdown, Old Man, Old Woman, The St. Anne, Crossing the Minch, and Largo's Fairy Dance. Now we're going to check out a couple of acts from whom we've not heard before on the program, both from Scotland. First up is Deaf Shepherd, a band which formed in Edinburgh in the early 1990s. From their 1997 album, Synergy, we'll have a medley of Jean Carignan, The Night We Had the Goats, Raffo Jig, Raffo Reel, and Craigie Doo. Featured here are Claire McLaughlin and Marianne Curran on fiddles, John Moran on guitar, Rory Campbell on Highland Pipes, and Malcolm Stitt on bouzouki. We'll follow that with a medley from the Wrigley Sisters, but first, here's Deaf Shepherd with Jean Carignan on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Thank you.
The Wrigley sisters there, Jennifer on fiddle and Hazel on guitar, with a medley of Ein Hallowsund and Halloween Flit from their album Huldreland, which came out in 1998. The twin sisters, who come from Orkney, have been known to include jazz and bluegrass influences in their music, as well as performing original compositions, and the first tune we heard there was in fact composed by Jennifer. Before the Wrigley sisters, we heard another Scottish group, Deaf Shepherd, with a medley of Jean Carignan, The Night We Had the Goat, Rappo Jig, Rappo Reel, and Craigie Do from their 1997 album, Synergy. This is the first time we've heard either of these groups on the program, which goes to show you how much great Celtic music there is still out there for us to offer you. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that J.P. Cormier, a friend of the show almost since the beginning, and a friend of mine going back a decade, had come up with an exciting and innovative solution to the problem of keeping his voluminous catalog in print, and just in time for the holidays. I chatted with J.P. about that recently, so let's give that a listen right now on The Kitchen Party Kaylee. So, J.P., you've got a special merch item that you're offering for sale just in time for the holiday season.
Well, Dave, as you know, being one of my biggest supporters, I got a lot of records, and the cost of pressing them is pretty high and difficult to withstand a lot of times. There's 17 titles, including compilations, so it's a big order fill, and a lot of the people that support me, you know, they're really good to me, and they come to record tables and often look at for titles that just don't exist. They're not in stock, and I can't get them in stock, and so I decided a couple of weeks ago that the only way to get it done so that people can actually buy everything is to put it all in one place and put it all in one place easily. So we've designed custom-made USB keys, and I've compiled all 13 records, excluding the new one, of course. The Chance is still out in CD form. It will eventually, over the years, be added to the key. I'm just going to keep building the key as years go by. But for now, we've got every record I've ever made, excluding the Chance, plus I put an unreleased album that only came out in the U.S. in the early 90s, 1993, bluegrass gospel album called Lord of the Dance, which is one of my favorite early J.P. recordings. It's done in a studio in Sanford, North Carolina, actually, and put it all on one USB key to get all 14 records, all in MP3 form, ready to use on any device you have, for $60. I don't think anybody else has ever done it. I've heard about some of the bigger acts putting four or five records on a key and charging, you know, hundreds of dollars. Like, I think this is a really cool idea and a great way to get some of my older, more obscure records out to people who want them, and for new fans to hear where I came from.
Just so that we're clear, this is $60 Canadian, correct?
$60 Canadian. You can order it right on my website. It's on the page right now. It's a Christmas sale. You can go there. All you need is a credit card. Just click on the link. It'll take you to the purchase page. It'll tell you all about what's on, it'll just, you know, there's a list of all the albums that's on the key, and it'll come in the mail to you before Christmas. We're going to do a massive shipping out of Toronto in the next 2 weeks, so if you order anytime before the first week in December, even, it'll get to you, no matter where you are in North America. You're going to get Return to the Cape, which is the first album, Another Morning, which is the biggest record we ever did, I think, it was Juno nominated, it sold platinum here in Canada. Heart and Soul, which is another fiddle album, Now the Work is Done, which is another singer-songwriter collection. Primary Color, the guitar record. Velvet Arm, Golden Hand, which is a very rare album, me and my Uncle Joe, a duet record. Times 8, the Madeline Collection. The Long River, which is my tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. Looking Back, Volume 2, which is a compilation, but it's a compilation of new recordings of my more popular tunes. Take 5, the Banjo album. The Messenger, which is another songwriter record. Noel, which is my Christmas album, which has perfect for this purpose. And Somewhere in the Back of My Heart, another song collection. And then the 93 recording, Lord of the Dance, which is a bluegrass gospel album. It's pretty exciting. It's doing very, very well. Everybody's really keen on it. So I know I have a lot of people in the United States that have supported me and listened to the stuff that I do. So I think it's really important that I get the word out down there. I've got a lot of friends down there.
J.P. Cormier there, talking about the fact that you can now purchase almost his entire recorded catalog, 14 albums in all, on a USB key for $60 Canadian, about $45 US. If you'd like more information about how to acquire this product, there's a link on the Kitchen Party Kaylee Facebook page, or you can visit JP's site, which is jp-cormier.com. JP mentioned his Another Morning album, widely regarded as his breakthrough recording, and from that, let's hear a song called The Island, written and sung by JP, who plays most of the instruments. We'll follow that with a song from Luca Bloom, but first, here's JP Cormier with The Island on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
The heart of a young man is ruled by desire. It only climbs mountains if the next one is higher. Over the hillside and down through the glen, I have followed its calling back home again. Mile after mile I have searched, but in vain, for the place where my dreams won't be drowned by the rain. Over and over, the lesson I've learned is the place I should be is where the home fires burn. Where the mountains are weeping and calling my name, and the sea sings the song of my fathers who came to the island, my heart will remain. Music and magic and friends by the fire. The memory of a place where the spirits are higher. Last looks at beauty and tears of goodbye live in my soul and burn in my eyes. For the mountains are weeping and calling my name, and the sea sings a song of my fathers who came to the island my heart will remain. The road's turning back now as time turns a page. No longer fill the shoes of a younger man's age. She let me go with her blessings back then, but I know she'll be glad to have me back home again. Where the mountains are weeping and calling my name, and the sea sings the song of my fathers who came to the island my heart will remain. Where the mountains are weeping and calling my name, and the sea sings the song of my fathers who came to the island my heart will remain. On the island my heart will remain.
Hello everybody, this is JP Cormier, and you're listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Rise up from your bed of straw. See if you can bend that short bow one last time. Speak from your wounds and say you don't care. You know it'll play on your mind. Wherever your arrow it falls to the ground, lay lonesome Robin down. No more, Robin, no more. Your outlaw days are over. When you were a little boy, you had to go to bed early. The sun still shone, just like sleep was the end of the world. Tomorrow would never ever come. So now, lonesome Robin, won't you close your eyes? so that the sun it will rise one last time. No more, Robin, no more. Your outlaw days are over. It's funny how hot is the sun now that you can't run away from the city. Lie there and think of the deer you have run, of all the games that you've played, and wondering what Marion's bound to do that's better than coming to see you. No more, Robin, no more. Your outlaw days are over. Time's taken your time away. Time and deceptions have whittled you down. All of the times that ever you had have took to their heels and run. Hold on to whatever is closest to you. It's all Lonesome Robin can do. No more, Robin, no more. Your outlaw days are over.
Luca Bloom there, the Irish singer, guitarist, and songwriter who turned 60 earlier this year. From his most recent album, Head and Heart, which came out last year, we heard Lonesome Robin, an outlaw's tale. Luca was backed here by Phil Ware on piano, Dave Redmond on double bass, and Kevin Brady on drums. Luca was preceded by J.P. Cormier, our good friend, from whom we heard The Island. This song comes from J.P.'s classic album, Another Morning, which is available along with most of his other recordings on a special USB key, which can be purchased from JP's site, jp-cormier.com. And while we're on the subject of great gift ideas, I just want to mention that the Celtic Colors Live 2015 CD is now available. This is the album of highlights from this past October's festival. There are 14 tracks on it, and every one is amazing. You can bet we'll be getting headlong into this disc in the coming weeks, but if you can't wait, you can order your own copy at Celtic-COLORS.com. Time to turn traditional for a moment here, and we'll kick off this next block with accordionist Joe Burke and pianist Charlie Lennon, from whom we'll have a set of reels, Dogs Among the Bushes and Gormans, from their classic 1973 recording, Traditional Music of Ireland. We'll follow that with some jigs from piper Tommy Keane, but first, here are Joe Burke and Charlie Lennon on The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Tommy Keane on pipes there, with a pair of jigs, Down the Back Lane and Sergeant Early. Tommy was born in Waterford and now lives in County Galway, and he was in his early 20s before he took up the pipes. The track we heard comes from his only solo record to date, The Piper's Apron, which was released in 1991. While he hasn't recorded much, he continues to be a well-respected teacher of the Illan pipes and traditional music. Before Tommy, we heard some reels, Dogs Among the Bushes and Gormans, from Joe Burke and Charlie Lennon and their album Traditional Music of Ireland. Our programming tonight is made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers, 575 Massachusetts Avenue at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indy. In addition to fine food and drink, they have live music, Irish only, every weekend, including Highland Rain on December 5th, the next Sunday kitchen party, which will be this Sunday, December 6th, from 2 to 5 p.m., and then Dimitri Alano's CD release party on Sunday, December 13th. If you'd like more information, the website is nineirishbrothers.com and the Facebook page is NIB Indy. Let's slide in one more song, and in fact, it'll be our new to you segment, which this week will feature Dave Gunning. Dave hails from Pictou, Nova Scotia, and he's just released his 11th album, Lift. From that, we'll check out one of Dave's original songs, Alberta Gold, which tells the now familiar tale of East Coasters heading west for work. So here we go with Dave Gunning on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
We left for Alberta, left the East Coast, followed the clouds running west. And that highway was long worn by other fools. Like us, I guess. I could have worked a job closer to home, but never get far ahead. Now we're out here just long enough to pay off debt. It hasn't happened yet. Alberta cold, it's a story we all know. Alberta cold, Alberta cold, dark black as coal. There's money in the trees, cracks in the streets, the devil's out on the town. Yeah, he'll buy you a drink, he'll fill your cup, pulling his blood from the ground. Alberta cold, it's a story we all know. In the bay, no young cowboys home on the range. We've been going flat out on a 3-week stint, working ourselves to the bone. Gonna take a break just for a little while. Gonna catch our flights back home. Alberta cold, it's a story we all know. Alberta cold, Alberta gold, dark black as coal. Alberta cold, it's a story we all know. Boats left in the bay, there's no young cowboys home on the range.
You are listening to The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Dave Gunning there with Alberta Gold from his newly released album, Lift, which we heard as this week's New to You segment. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsors, Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes. For our final track this week, we'll end with another selection from Dimitri Alano's new record, Lament for Margaret O'Carroll. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again next Friday at 8 p.m., right after the Hawkeye Navi show. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WITT 91.9 FM, Indianapolis Community Radio. This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.